Welcome to the Running Dad podcast. It's been a little bit of a interlude for my last podcast, but I am back. It's a podcast about running, healthy, active living, with a focus on being positive and mental health as well. So I am Noel Payne, runner, father, and now race walker, and I live in the capital of Canada. So enjoy the podcast. Hey, followers. Hey, people listening to this running podcast. Welcome. And on this very podcast, I've got someone born just outside of Ottawa, Ontario, where I live in Canada. Born in Van Leek Hill, Ontario, somewhere close to actually where I ran by a couple of years ago when I ran the Prescott Russell Trail. I think it was my 42nd birthday. About 100K run, a nice little trail. So I passed that place. Great people there. And one of those great people is Dylan Black. He is a local radio host. He is a runner, a father, somebody who is really involved in the community, doing a lot of good. If I haven't mentioned it now, he is on Boom 997. At just one of the things he does. So find him there. Find him on social media as well. He's out there. Dylan Black, D-Y-L-A-N, and then Black, just like the color. So I've had a chance to chat with him, and you'll hear from him shortly. We've been trying to connect for a long time. So a great guy, like I mentioned, runner, radio host, and a father. So we connect in a number of ways. So enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Running Dad podcast, and on today's podcast, I have someone here that I've been meaning to get on and chat with for quite a long time. Dylan Black, welcome.
Hi, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the program.
Well, and you're kicking up the podcast. I should have let it stray for a bit, so I'm back. I do some writing and profile people, online, but talking adds something else, you know. Hearing a voice and putting it and connecting this way also I have a lot of fun doing. So welcome.
Good, thank you.
I introduced you as an Ottawa radio host, father, runner, and someone who was really involved in the community and doing good. I mean, you do a lot out there. But I want to ask you. I mean, anybody that's listening to this podcast. In the future, right now we're going through the pandemic, sort of in the midst of it here in Canada and in its capital, Ottawa. How are you doing during these crazy times, Dylan?
It's, needless to say, it's a challenging time for so many. I'm lucky I still have employment. Things are going well at Chorus Entertainment, Boom 99.7. I've sort of had to take a step back from my role at Daytime Ottawa Rogers TV and my community events coordinator position at Yak Yaks as well, until things are figured out in those two areas. But I'm trying to stay healthy. I lost my mom at the end of March, and that sort of set back, just my life, because I lost my best friend. But I told her, even as she was passing away, that I'm going to try to make her proud every day. So I've been doing my part to connect with as many people, help out whoever I can, and just make sure that we can all get through this, and just come out at the end in a more positive light, and a new normal. That's a better normal, perhaps.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think that there's a number of people who have voiced that in terms of
hopefully we can learn from this, take it as much as it's a struggle, but look at it as an opportunity to look at new ways of doing things, being grateful for what we do have. And really trying to find ways to stay positive that hopefully we can carry into, whatever this ends, into whatever that turns into being. So you mentioned having a tough year, and I mean, we talked about it, things coming in waves, and anything on top of the pandemic really makes it tough. So how are you staying positive these days? I mean, you mentioned it, but what are you doing? What's in your toolkit?
Well, it's tough to define exactly what I'm doing per se, to really narrow it down. I know exercise, more than just about anybody. You put those sneakers on, you get out there, you start moving, right? And when I have my days where I get up and there's not much to do per se, until I finally get the mindset of I'm going to put the runners on and I'm going to get out there, that's the thing that changes my day. So there was a point throughout March, April, I wasn't really exercising as much because of the depression was getting me down, the worry, the grief, which also sort of manifested in other areas in my body. I was taking on physical pains as a result, and so it was harder to get the exercise. But now I'm trying to get out there a little bit more, and depending on the day, the weather's either great or not great. But sometimes I find if you use that as an excuse, you don't want it bad enough, right? So exercise number one, talking with friends for sure. I have a 2.5-year-old who's keeping things grounded for me right now, so he brings a lot of joy into my life, and work. I love what I do at the radio station. I program the music, and I'm on air, and that is my absolute dream job, and I've had it for 23 years, or I've been in the business 23 years, so that just, it means everything to me. So all these things are helping in big ways.
No, that's great to hear, and I can connect with that as well. For me, getting out and being active, whether it's a walk or a run, and moving, I think, whether mentally or physically, is something to keep ahead of, all the stress and the anxiety, and connecting with people, I think, is extremely important as well. I don't think we often realize how important it is until we're in a tough spot, and now, of course, I think many people are realizing it during a pandemic when you're not allowed to get out and see people as much.
Yeah, I think it's huge. I mean, I'm the first to say I'm addicted to my phone. I'm always checking what's the latest, or connecting with people through text or Twitter or Facebook. And if this pandemic was, say, 15 years ago, maybe we wouldn't have had those technologies or platforms. I guess we would have picked up the phone and talked to each other. What a concept, right? But but I mean, I appreciate the fact that these do exist at this time. I mean, there's a lot of negativity online, but at the same time, the fact that you connect with tons of people, just by looking at your phone, that's definitely got me through a lot.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think we have to use the tools that are available to stay connected. And you mentioned one of your tools, of course. I mean, it's a Running Dad podcast. I talk about running, but like in my book that I wrote, often the running is just an excuse to talk about people's life stories and what drives them. So, I mean, it's really people that I'm interested in more than even the activity. But getting back to that lacing up, tell me about your running. I mean, I know you run, but what's the when did you start? What got you into lacing up?
So I guess when I was a kid, I was a little, let's say, chubby, for better choice of words, and it's at one point I realized that walking, running was probably a good solution to help with that. I've used it for many different reasons throughout the years. Even my early college days, I broke up with a girlfriend, and it took me a while to get past, and I was running once or twice a day to sort of help with that, sort of the grief of that loss. So throughout the years, I mean, so that's like 1999, 98 or so, right? And I've been running ever since. Now, I don't run competitively. I've never actually run a marathon or been part of race weekends or anything like that. It's recreational. But even 10 years ago, I put back more weight on, and I lost 50 pounds from running. So not just the physical aspects of running, but the mental. And I always say to people, try running. And right away they say, well, there's no way I can run. I said, well, you don't have to run the whole time. Walk, run, walk, run. Get out there and breathe fresh air. Look at birds. Look at the nature. And it really does change my life every time I do so. I always say that when I'm running, I usually run until I have this epiphany. Something will jump into my head of like, yeah, I need to do that, or I need to contact this person, or something. And that happens quite often. So I couldn't recommend running more to just ease your mind, to make you feel better, clear your head, all that kind of stuff. I can't think of anything that would do it more than to run.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. I like they say, I often come across as the competitive runner. But truth be told, I just like the exact same things you do. I like running. And a lot of the racing, I actually don't enjoy that much, but it's the challenge.
Yeah, of course. So the challenge obviously keeps us going, right?
Exactly, but I prefer really what drives me, I guess, is that mental time, my alone time, the stress relief. And I think you're not alone there. Even the competitive runners, I think, often would say that, you know, those two or three or four races they do during the year, what they do enjoy most is just getting out there and the benefit it gives them.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. And I also feel as well that, I mean, the physical aspect, I mean, you lose weight, you're healthier, you breathe better, like everything, you look better. I mean, it's 1,000% win-win-win, like all across the board every time you get out there.
Yeah, completely. I definitely agree. I definitely agree. And got a couple questions here. I have just one more question for you. And this one goes back to, so we talked about sort of running, we talked about our toolkit and what we do to stay mentally balanced, at least. We all have ups and downs. You mentioned you like connecting with people, and of course, as a radio host and sort of having been on television as well, you get to talk to people like myself, you know, whether it's listening to their stories or chatting. Through that, what have you learned about life, yourself, and sort of what's important? You know, what do you take from others, from hearing their stories?
I definitely learned, and I think now more than ever, this is important to hear, that there are actually good people in our world. So there are so many people that I've connected with that create fundraisers for others, just want to do good for others, you know, use every second, precious second to spread good in this world. And I know that, you know, with the news, you look at the news every day, there's a lot of bad, you know, there's bad situations, bad people, I guess you could say, perhaps. And while this community, Ottawa, I mean, it's second to none when it comes to just people that are trying to help people. And I love that. And that's one of the things that just really, I guess, turns me on, for better choice of words, every day, right? To just get out there and see who I can connect with. And let's just sort of make this a better place instead of worse every day. Let's offset the bad with the good. And I love that about all the people that I've met through TV and radio and all these special events that I do throughout the years.
Well, that's amazing. I think you're definitely one of those positive lights out there, Dylan. And I think positive attracts positive. And I think by focusing more light on some of the positive news or positive things that go on, we can realize that, you know, in dark times, there's still light and good out there. I think it's often hard to see, especially in these very days that we're talking now, where there's serious issues to discuss, but at the same time, we can't lose sight of the fact that there is still good out there.
Yeah, we tend to focus on the bad, and I don't know if that's what sells. So we always see that, or we always look for it, but for some reason, I mean, that's what takes the headlines, right? But there's so much good out there. And my mentor was Max Keeping, who is this gigantic philanthropist in Ottawa. And for 20 years, he showed me how to look for good. You know, my father as well, like one of the most generous people I've ever known. And you know, through their teachings, I just want to continue to use these platforms that I have, TV, radio, the comedy club, whatever talents I have, to just keep paying it forward and pushing forward. And that's just sort of what I live for every day.
Yeah, no, and I got to know who Max Keeping was when I moved to Ottawa, and I mean, your father and Max both had a must have had a significant positive impact on you, because I your son's named after both of them, is he not?
Yeah, exactly, Maxwell James. Yeah.
That's very cool. It's a nice legacy to pass
Yeah,
on,
thank you.
which leads me to my very last question. Of course, it's called the Running Dad Podcast, and it's often more about running than dadhood sometimes, but being a father's now a huge part of my life, of course, and yours. I've got a 5-year-old daughter. She's 5 going on, I think, 18, but and you've got one moving up into the threes.
Yeah.
How has becoming a father changed you?
Well, in a pile of ways, but the biggest one is now everything I do is to sort of create a legacy. So, he one day, if something should happen to me, people will be able to speak to him and say, you know, your dad was a good guy. Your dad was he helped us out. He did what he could to be there for us. And through that, I hope he learns to perhaps be that way. So I'm always trying to leave a legacy. I'm always trying to leave an impression on him. You know, even last year, his mother and I, we hadn't cut his hair once, and his first charitable act was to cut his hair for Hair Donation Ottawa for Chio, and that was a year ago. And it was about 18 months in, and his mom was very happy to get that haircut. But we taped it and took pictures, and we're hoping that one day he can look back on those pictures or just get that feel of how good it is to be good to others. So that's something that I'm hoping to pass on to him.
Well, from what I see, you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
My philosophy has always been, I'd rather lead by example than simply tell them what they should be doing. I think
Yeah, totally.
kids learn so much more by seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, we have our crazy times, and sometimes his mom will say, "Oh, I'm doing some inappropriate stuff here and there too." But that's also what I learned from my dad, right? Like just being a fun guy and just being silly and enjoying each other and you know. So I hope he just grows up to be this well-rounded person where, you know, that can stand out and just be there for people, and that's like my dream for him. So I hope that comes true one day.
Yes, I've got the same goals.
Great.
Don, thanks a lot for coming on. It's been way too long. We've been planning this, so it's been a great chat. It's a
Well, thank you.
perfect day. It's Global Running Day, which here in Canada they've made to benefit or raise awareness about mental health. And for me, mental health goes with along with healthy active living, and I think when you're living a healthy, active lifestyle, you're giving a good example for those kids out there as well. That we, you know, whether you have them or not, or whether you've got kids of your own, showing others how to live a balanced, healthy, active lifestyle is much better, like we talked about, than telling them.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. And I know that you're always inspiring, and I look at your social media, and I would never even try to compete against you in any race ever. You have probably put more miles on to go across the globe 5 or 6 times. So I'm very impressed by you, and I can't thank you enough for having me on today.
It's been a pleasure, and one of these days we've done the chat. I said it again, I'm not always competitive. One day down the road, let's get out for just a casual run.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I look forward to that.
Sounds good. Take care and stay safe out there.
Thank you, you too.
Take care.
Well, that's it, folks. Another Running Dad podcast wrapped up. Love connecting with positive people out there who are runners and have stories to tell. There's always a story and a reason why people run, and sometimes the running's just an avenue to talking about something else. I'd like to thank those who support me and those who I act as ambassadors for. Outrun Rare, a great organization, raising awareness and funds to help fight rare disease. And that, of course, is founded by Dave Proctor, an amazing ultra runner out there. He's in Canada, of course. And moving on next, it's Ice Spike, amazing Screw like spikes you screw into your running shoes that keep you on your feet and training. Then we've got Canada Running Club, an amazing way to connect with the Canadian running community. Nominu tights, native designs that look amazing and completely functional. Check them out. And last of all, if you haven't checked out my book, it's on Amazon, Talking Running. Check it out. So once again, thanks to Outrun Rare, Ice Bike, Canada Run Club, Nominu, and everybody out there who follows me and interacts with me. Stay positive, keep lacing up, and see you out there.
Yay!